This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. People will be celebrating the father of conservation over the next few days during Eldo Leopold Weekend. Events are taking place across Wisconsin and Iowa to honor the writer and his seminal work from 1949, A Sand County Almanac. As an educator, forester, philosopher, and lover of the outdoors, Leopold has inspired generations of conservationists and authors, as well as a number of musicians. And here today to talk about some of that music is WPR's Stephanie Elkins. So when we think about Leopold's writing and his famous shack in Baraboo, it's a very tranquil place. You're surrounded by nature, and this is inspiring to many musicians.
It is inspiring to all kinds of musicians. I think many musicians are inspired by nature in general. It feeds them, it feeds their spirits, it feeds their muse. But his writing, A Sand County Almanac in particular, I think, is something that has touched a lot of musicians.
There are those who can live without wild things, and those who cannot.
Tim Southwick Johnson released the album Sand County Songs a few years back. Tell us a little more about Tim.
He grew up in southeastern Wisconsin and has a great respect for the outdoors, and said he picked up A Sand County Almanac almost by accident, and it touched him and he fell in love with the words and it wouldn't leave him, and he just had to write music for these words.
First to sing is the sparrow. Next up is that old robin bird.
Aldo Leopold wrote about waking up really early, 3:30 or something in the morning, to listen to see which birds would start first, who has the first song and who has the second song. And Tim did the same thing and woke up really early and listened, and then used those writings of Leopold's to write a song.
And I should mention that Tim Southwick Johnson is playing around Door County this weekend for Aldo Leopold Weekend. And up next, there's actually some classical choral pieces that have been inspired by Aldo Leopold. You've introduced me to Jean Belmont. Can you tell us a bit more about her?
She's from Kansas City, and she's mostly a choral composer. And she talks about how much the words, how much the texts mean to her. She doesn't start or even accept a commission until she's connecting emotionally to those words. And that happened for her with A Sand County Almanac. And that was a piece that was commissioned by the Festival Choir of Madison back in the sesquicentennial, Wisconsin's 150th anniversary. She uses words that talk about the thrush and the soaring crane. And then we'll hear another section. Listen to these words. And if you have come to any spot that can be beautiful only once, you may hear the quail's Ave Maria.
There's another artist who sticks out to you as someone who's been inspired by Aldo Leopold, and that's Susan Warner. She's from Iowa.
Oh, she's fantastic. Just a great singer-songwriter and funny, wonderful on stage and very popular in Wisconsin. She comes here on a regular basis. And she has written a song called Ode to Aldo Leopold.
In grains and grasses 10 feet tall, the land will outlive us all.
She's quite an environmentalist and a conservationist, and so it fits her ethics, all the things that he has done. So this is a great song.
Stephanie Elkins is the host of WPR's Morning Classics and Simply Folk. We were talking about music celebrating Aldo Leopold. Events are taking place across Wisconsin and Iowa over the next few days for Aldo Leopold Weekend.
We stood the test, but the land itself was unimpressed by human beings rather small. Oh, the land will outlive us all.